Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Yes.
Speaking of being open.
Oh, with boundaries too.
Yeah, with the boundaries, well, like my boundaries.
Well, being open and boundaries and programming. Mm-hmm. What did I learn in 2020?
What did you learn, Paul?
Yes,
I've been dying to ask you.
After studying astrology for about 4 or 5 years, I totally switched my style of astrology.
Yeah.
That's right. You do Hellenistic.
Yeah. I switched from modern astrology to practicing Hellenistic astrology from a boring guy who I didn't like the first time I started watching his videos.
Steven?
Huh?
Steven Forrest?
No, Chris.
Oh.
I didn't,
don't be calling Chris boring.
Ah, oh, come on now.
It's just monotonous, you know, because it's astrology talk. He goes very technical.
Yeah. Well, I ended up buying his book, and it intrigued me so much that during the pandemic, when it first hit, that's when I was telling you, I heard this guy say that he multiplied how many words you could read in an hour. And he said, if you read 1 hour a day, dedicate 1 hour a day, you can get through one book a week. And so I tried it, but I ended up starting with his book, which was 600 and something pages. I started with the wrong book.
That's a long book.
Man,
I was about to say.
Man, and to be honest with you, the first
part. But it got you to read, right?
Yeah, the first part of it was kind of like chalk on the, I was going over the history because that's not what I bought the book for. But I forced myself to sit there, man, and really get through it. And I'm glad I did because it actually has switched. And if I wasn't open to doing it, and listening, I wouldn't be doing this now.
Yeah. Who knows where we would be without Paul's podcasts.
Absolutely. I'm glad that you did that, Paul.
As much as you asked me to come on before and how shy I was telling you no over and over again, like, I'm so glad that I finally got the courage to come on, because not only do we get to do the podcast, we get to have this cool little community where we get to just talk about weird shit like astrology.
Yeah, we get to shoot
dreams.
The shit.
Well, it seems like I tend to drag people places. I drug Claudia on over to Whole Sign. I ain't got you there yet, D.
No, not yet.
I'm gonna get you there. I drug both of y'all on this podcast with me.
I was never opposed to Whole Sign.
Did
drag me on.
Yeah, I look at Whole Sign, but I still more to Placidus.
I know. I'm playing with you.
But I look forward to doing this now. Actually, I've learned that it gives me something to do. It makes me feel like, I don't know, like I'm doing something. I guess I can relate it to high school, when you have that extracurricular activity and you feel really
drama
cool. Because you get to go out of fifth period and you got to go to the cool field trip for your extracurricular activity.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm. Did you have anything on a list that you wanted to say for 2020?
I didn't really have a list. You just invited me and I came on all late.
I mean, do you have something off the top of your head that you learned for 2020?
My thing was the boundaries and relationships mostly. That kind of snuck up on me. Like I was saying, I was crying in a bad place about it. And
boundaries in relationships. How about that one?
Both, yeah. Boundaries in relationships. When you need to enforce boundaries, when you don't. People who are gonna step all over your boundaries regardless of what you tell them.
Well,
and if they do that, then okay, you don't respect my boundaries, then what are we gonna do? What's the next step here?
Exactly. Actually, I was gonna say that right now. Let's practice. Let's practice what we have learned. So how would you set a boundary with someone? Like let's say like you're talking to someone or whatever, and they do something that like you don't like or something that hurts you, but like you feel guilty for cutting them off or something like that. Like how would you set that boundary?
Ooh, I really recommend Judith Orloff. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. She has a book called like The Empath Survival Guide. And it is, no, it's so good.
Let me guess,
like,
it's for narcissists.
It talks about, yeah, dealing with narcissists, dealing with chronic complainers, dealing with energy vampires, dealing with all of these types of people that like an empath attracts because these people desperately need healing. But we're not always like prepared to like, I can't help you. Like you're just too much of a drain. And I would really recommend that book to anyone who's looking for like how to set healthy boundaries. Sometimes it's like for the friend who's the chronic complainer, the way to like tell them nicely, you know, I really would love to listen to you right now, but I have my own things I need to get done. Can we talk later? Or can we talk next week?
You know,
or can we just like talk next month? Even? No. Like, how
oh my God.
Schedule right now.
It's interesting you guys are saying that, because I was like, no, I really don't. I really didn't have any boundaries things. But in all actuality, I'm starting to have that now.
Yeah.
As in, after you give someone a reading, a paid reading.
Ooh, yeah.
Then it's just,
I know what you're about to say.
Start asking you just random questions and all of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, well, wait a minute.
That's another thing, creating boundaries within your business. With your client,
I haven't had to deal with that specifically. I like when my after I have a reading with someone, we have a back and forth, you know, just to talk about it. And sometimes they'll ask me like a quick question, like, is it true that Pluto's doing this right now, or just something random like that? If it's like a small question, like, yeah, sure, I don't mind answering. But like what you're talking about, I haven't had to deal with where like they're constantly. Asking you, that hasn't happened to me yet.
So say somebody, you do a reading for somebody, and then you answer their questions after, and then like a week later, you know, they come back and send you a text asking you a couple of things. Do you answer their questions, or do you, you know?
I guess if it's about their chart and like stuff we went over, but like maybe to gain more clarity, I wouldn't mind. But if they're trying to like, what about this planet that maybe wasn't included in the first reading, then I'm going to be like, well, I have, you know, start to show them, you know, view my website. We can, you know, I have add-on prices. You can just add on to the reading that you already got, you know?
I'm glad you said website, because that's something that you learned. I know you didn't say it, but.
Yeah, I guess you're
learned website. Not to give up.
Yeah, not to give up.
I'm glad you didn't give up.
Like I said, like I wanted to give up on everything. Like my website is shit. No one even goes to it. They just PM me and then I send them an invoice through PayPal. So, but yeah, you told me to stick with it, and I still don't have as much traffic as you, Paul, but I have seen a very big increase.
But
like, from when I got the new domain name and started like redoing everything, like starting to revamp, okay, put energy to it and see how it goes, I saw like steady numbers.
Progress.
Once you
I'm in discipline, baby.
But once you
all that Capricorn in my chart,
but once you turned your thinking on the website, you started you know what I'm saying, doing things, your action started you started doing things to make that website more, to make people come to the website more.
Right. And like what you're saying is like, what you don't water won't grow. And like started watering it, started growing. And that was good advice.
Yeah. Gotta water your plants.
Yeah. Now pretty much you just, now you need to start working on the other thing I told you.
reading the Chris Brennan book?
No.
Oh, doing the blog?
Yeah.
Are you telling everybody the same thing? You're going out dishing out the same advice?
A little bit more.
No, well.
It's more like once a month, maybe a handful of times a month, but not every day. I can't keep up. I've got several chronic illnesses and two young kids.
Yeah, but you need to start putting your voice out there a little bit more. You got things to say, and you did.
Yeah. And I've started, like I talked about, the great conjunction of 2020, and I've started putting out some dream stuff. Dream symbols to talk about.
I love the dream stuff.
Yeah,
and do you like that?
And you got a lot. It seems like to me you've gotten a lot more active on Twitter.
Oh yeah, I love to talk shit on Twitter.
I'll throw your Twitter handle out there so people can follow you.
I think I usually do. It's at D33B0H on Twitter.
All right, y'all get y'all follow D.
Follow me for some shit talking dark astrology.
Yeah. Did you dark side astrology. Do you have anything else on your list, Claudia?
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.